I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Over the weekend sports, the Richland Center soccer team fell to a very good Madison Country Day School 7-0 on Saturday morning. The Hornets then woke up for their second game, according to Coach Stadler, and won 4-1 against Mauston. Damon Garcia ripped the net on a penalty kick. Sean Cole scored one goal created by hustle and speed. Garrison Weiss added two of his goals with another clinical finish. Landon Williams also got the net for his first varsity goal. The next action for Richland Center soccer, they'll play Tuesday at 5 with JV to follow, coming up during Hornet homecoming week. The Richland Center volleyball team hosted an invitational on Saturday, and they won all of their sets to win the day on their home court. Those victories included a 25-13, 25-7 win over Lafarge, 25-9, 25-17 over Prairie du Chien, 25-15, 25-15 over Riverdale, 26-24 and 25-15 against Seneca, and two 25-19 wins over Nisita. Riverdale lost 2 to Richland Center. They won against Lafarge 25-23 and 25-17. They defeated Prairie du Chien 25-23 and 27-25. They lost 2 sets to Seneca 17-25 and 22-25, and lost 2 to Nisita 20-25 and 18-25. The Hornets' next volleyball action will be coming up on Tuesday night when they play host to Platteville. We'll have coverage of that one during Richland Center Hornet homecoming week this week. Also on the schedule for today, it's JV football. Basketball is playing at River Ridge. Also for Riverdale, they're doing battle against Pecatonica. That's at Pecatonica High School this afternoon. In eight-player football, Waniwak Weston is playing at Highland. It's also action tonight for Kickapoo's football team. Kickapoo Lafarge will be at North Crawford. Today at 5:30, River Valley will be at Lancaster for JV football, and the Richland Center JV team will be hosting Platteville this afternoon at 5:30. Over the weekend, Highland was a winner over Waniwak Weston 56-7 on Saturday during Highland's homecoming game. Cross-country action on Saturday, the Reedsburg cross-country invite. River Valley's boys team finished 6th with 175 total points, led by Jackson Thatcher, who is first for River Valley, 23rd of the meet, 19:33.80 his time. Bryce Ferguson was 37th, Nate Hamilton was 46th, Dylan Kane 70th, Isaac Limick 71st, and Bennett Woodhouse was 73rd. For the River Valley girls, they finished in 5th at the Reedsburg invite. Brielle Grant of River Valley finished 2nd. 21:13.50 was her time, finishing behind Katie Field of Royal, who ran it in 20:24.80. Molly Moss of River Valley was 4th at the meet. Evelyn Triplin 39th, Lucy Spahn 48th, and Reagan Sackett was 59th. The Riverdale cross-country teams were involved in the DeSoto Pirate Invitational Saturday, with all but one of the runners medaling for the meet. The race began with the junior high teams. For the girls' team, Lexi Baumkamp finished in first place with a time of 12:15. She was followed by Hadley Wilkinson in third at 13:10, Rose Schramm in eighth with 14:46, Olivia Matthews ninth, Clark Gilson finished in fourth place with a time of 11:43, followed by Mark Wilkie in 17th. Lakota Brewer led the boys' team to their fourth consecutive Pirate Nation Championship by winning the varsity meet, and the time was 20:08. Next was Wyatt Schramm, fourth, 21:09, and Hunter Wilkinson was fifth, 21:31. Carson Knight was sixth, Caleb Schleyline was seventh with a time of 21:51, and James Schramm finished ninth. For the high school girls' meet, Riverdale with a perfect score of 15, winning for the second year in a row, with each of the girls finishing in the top 10. Mallory Meese was in second place with a time of 25:23, followed by Melanie Williamson third at 26:18, Kaylee Carter fifth at 29:13, Megan Cruel was ninth with a time of 32:05, and Riley Leith 10th in a time of 32:17. The next action for Riverdale will be in the River Ridge Invitational coming up Tuesday, October 8th with a 4 o'clock start time. On the state scene, a second-half comeback fell 2 points short Sunday as the Packers dropped a 31-29 decision to Minnesota. The Vikings had scored the first 28 points of the game before Coach Matt LaFleur's offense got into gear. Quarterback Jordan Love returned from his injury to throw 4 touchdown passes, but he was also intercepted 3 times. The Green Bay record fell to 2-2. Former Packers running back Aaron Jones carried the ball 22 times for 93 yards and caught 4 passes for another 46. Jordan Love was asked about his performance yesterday.
You know, I had a turnover early, and we just didn't make plays. I think did not play well enough, personally me. And, you know, accuracy was a little bit off, a little bit shaky, and was definitely making it hard on some of the guys, which just led to us, you know, getting off the field early and not being able to put up points. And so kind of got in the hole early with all that resulting. So
Coach Matt LaFleur talked about the Vikings.
They played a lot of soft zone, a lot of soft coverage, and unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions. But I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in 2 shell.
And how they responded after being down 28-0 at halftime was impressive.
It's interesting when you're down 28-0, like how you're going to respond. And I think you saw the character of our locker room today in terms of just how guys went out and competed, because it's not like the second half started out that great either. But our guys kept competing, kept battling. And for that, I'm super proud of the guys. I think we just got to clean some stuff up and take advantage of some opportunities that we didn't.
Green Bay travels to Los Angeles to meet the Rams for their next action. Elsewhere in the NFL, Atlanta 26, New Orleans 24. The Bears beat the Rams 24-18. Cincinnati 34, Carolina 24. Denver 10, the Jets 9. Houston 24-20 over Jacksonville. Indianapolis 27, Pittsburgh 24. Tampa Bay 33, Philadelphia 16. San Francisco over New England 30-13. Washington 42, and Arizona 14, Kansas City 17, the Chargers 10. It was Vegas over Cleveland 20-16. Baltimore beat Buffalo 35-10. There are 2 Monday night games tonight, Tennessee at Miami and Seattle at Detroit. The Brewers will have to wait until after today's doubleheader to see which team they host in the wild card round starting Tuesday. Milwaukee was shut out on 3 singles Sunday in the regular season finale, 5-0 to the Mets. Colin Ray started and took the loss. New York starter Doug Peterson gave up only 1 hit through 7 innings. The Mets and Braves meet today in Atlanta to determine which team will advance. Right down to the last day of the regular season for baseball, and certainly some big games that mattered. The Brewers were in a game that didn't necessarily matter to them, but it did to the Mets. St. Louis 6-1 over San Francisco. The Dodgers 2, Colorado 1. Philadelphia 6-3 over Washington. Arizona beat San Diego 11-2. Cincinnati 3 and the Cubs nothing. In the American League, Houston at Cleveland canceled. Boston 3, Tampa Bay 1. Texas 8, the Angels nothing. Baltimore 6-2 over Minnesota. Seattle 6, Oakland 4, the White Sox 9, Detroit 5. Interleague play, Miami 3, Toronto 1, the Yankees 6-4 over Pittsburgh, Kansas City 4, Atlanta 2. NHL preseason is underway with games, and last night in the WNBA playoffs, New York beat Las Vegas 87-77, and the Minnesota Lynx lost to Connecticut 73-70, the final score. With an update on sports, I am Phil Nee.